The Lion and the Beetle. One day, the lion cub looked into the water of the lake and saw his reflection.
I am beautiful,
he said.
I am a noble creature.
The cub posed in front of the glassy lake for hours. He deserved to be king, and he wanted to prove it to the other animals. And so he put on his father's heavy crown.
This crown will show everyone that I am king,
the cub said, smiling. He sent a message to all the young animals to come see his crown and how majestic he looked. So they came to see the cub, the elephant, the zebra, the jackal, the antelope, the blackbird, and even the tiny beetle. Beetle was so small that he had to walk carefully so the other animals would not step on him.
I am little, I am small. Others look down and do not see me. I am little, I am small. But inside I am tall as a tree.
The beetle sang as he scurried along. When the animals were assembled, the cub roared,
I am your king! You may bow before me!
And they did. Then Cub noticed the tiny beetle. The beetle was still singing to himself.
I am little, I am small. Others look down and do not see me. I am little, I am small. But inside I am tall as a tree.
The lion cub said proudly to the small beetle,
You, beetle, you may bow before me.
Beetle said,
Your Royal Majesty, I know that I am small, but if you look closely, you will see that I am bowing.
The cub leaned lower and lower to peer down at the tiny beetle until, finally, the cub lost his balance. The heavy crown fell off, and he rolled into a puddle of muddy water. All the animals laughed when they saw the muddy lion cub. He was angry and embarrassed. But before he could roar in anger, the other animals dove into the mud and began playing. The cub laughed and joined in. It was, after all, more fun to play in the mud with others than wear a heavy crown alone. The end.